Mastering Exposure. Aperture Lesson 3. Mastering Exposure. Aperture Mastering Manual Camera Settings. Understanding manual settings such as aperture, shutter speed, and ISO is crucial for achieving the desired exposure and artistic effect in your photographs. This lesson is designed to provide you with detailed explanations and practical solutions that will help you navigate these settings with confidence. Whether you're a beginner looking to get started or an enthusiast seeking to refine your skills, this lesson will guide you through the essential concepts and techniques of film photography. Aperture is one of the fundamental elements in photography that significantly impacts your images. It refers to the opening in a lens through which light passes. The size of this opening can be adjusted to control the amount of light that reaches the film. Understanding the aperture is crucial for mastering manual camera settings, especially in lamography, where creative expression often involves playing with light and exposure. Aperture is measured in f-stops, such as f/2.8, f/4, f/5.6, and so on. A smaller f-stop number, like f/2.8, means a larger opening, which allows more light to enter the camera. Conversely, a larger f-stop number, like f/16, indicates a smaller opening, allowing less light to pass through. This relationship between aperture size and light exposure is essential for achieving the desired brightness in your photos. In addition to controlling exposure, the aperture also affects the depth of field in your images. Depth of field refers to the range of distance within a photo that appears sharp and in focus. A wide aperture, small f-stop number, creates a shallow depth of field, where the subject is in focus while the background is blurred. This effect is often used in portrait photography to isolate the subject. On the other hand, a narrow aperture, large f-stop number, increases the depth of field, keeping more of the scene in focus, which is ideal for landscape photography. When shooting with lamography film cameras, experimenting with different apertures can lead to unique and creative outcomes. Since lamography encourages spontaneity and artistic expression, don't hesitate to try wide apertures for dreamy, soft backgrounds or narrow apertures for crisp, detailed landscapes. Remember, the beauty of lamography lies in its unpredictability, so embrace the results that come from your aperture choices. The relationship between aperture, shutter speed, and ISO forms the exposure triangle, which is essential for achieving well-exposed photographs. When you adjust the aperture, you must also consider how it affects your shutter speed and ISO settings. For example, if you open the aperture to f/2.8 to let in more light, you should compensate by either increasing the shutter speed, making it faster, to reduce the light hitting the film, or lowering the ISO if you have the flexibility to do so. Conversely, if you narrow the aperture to f/16, allowing less light, you may need to slow down the shutter speed to let in more light or increase the ISO. When experimenting with different f-stops, consider the impact on your exposure settings. A wider aperture, lower f-stop, will require a faster shutter speed to avoid overexposure, while a smaller aperture, higher f-stop, might necessitate a slower shutter speed or higher ISO to maintain proper exposure. Balancing these settings is key to achieving the desired effect in your photos. Gather your equipment. Before you begin, make sure you have everything you need for a successful lamography session. Start with your lamography camera, ensuring it's in good working condition, with the right settings adjusted for your chosen film type. Next, select a roll of film that suits your creative vision, whether it's a high-contrast black-and-white film for dramatic shots or a vibrant color negative film for a nostalgic feel. Additionally, bring along a notebook or journal to document your observations, including lighting conditions, camera settings, and any creative ideas that come to mind. This will help you track what works best and refine your techniques over time. Finally, choose a location with varied lighting conditions to maximize your experimentation. Look for spots with a mix of natural and artificial light, shadows, reflections, and interesting textures. This will allow you to explore the full potential of lamography, embracing its unique quirks and unpredictable beauty. Set your camera. Before you start capturing the world through your lamography camera, it's essential to understand how to set your aperture correctly. The aperture controls how much light enters your camera, affecting both exposure and depth of field. Locate the aperture dial. If your lamography camera has manual aperture settings, find the aperture dial or ring, usually located near the lens. This dial allows you to select different f-stop values, which control the size of the lens opening. Understanding aperture values. Aperture is measured in f-stops, e.g., f/2.8, f/4, f/5.6, f/8, f/11. Here's what they mean. f/2.8 f/4. A wide aperture that lets in more light, great for low light conditions and achieving a soft, dreamy background blur, shallow depth of field. f/5.6 f/8. A moderate aperture that balances light and sharpness, perfect for general photography. f/11 f/16. A small aperture that reduces light intake, ideal for bright environments and keeping everything in sharp focus, deep depth of field. Fixed aperture cameras. Some lamography cameras, such as the Diana F Plus or Holga 120, have fixed or limited aperture settings. These cameras may have only a few options like sunny, f/11, and cloudy, f/8, rather than precise f-stop numbers. If your camera has fixed apertures, take note of the available settings and adjust your shooting conditions accordingly. Experiment and adapt. Since lamography encourages creativity, don't hesitate to experiment with different apertures. Try shooting in various lighting conditions to see how the aperture affects your final image. If you're unsure, take notes on your settings and review your results after developing your film. By understanding and adjusting your aperture, you gain greater control over how your lomographic images turn out, whether you want dreamy, glowing portraits or crisp, detailed landscapes. Now, get ready to explore the magic of film photography. Experiment with aperture settings. Take a series of photos at different aperture settings. Start with the widest aperture, smallest f-number, to capture a shallow depth of field, which will blur the background and isolate your subject. Then, move to a mid-range aperture, e.g., f/5.6, to see how more of the scene comes into focus. Finally, use the smallest aperture, largest f-number, to achieve maximum depth of field, where everything from foreground to background is sharp. Review your shots. After developing your film, compare the images. Pay attention to how the aperture settings influenced the exposure and depth of field. Discuss your findings with peers or reflect on them in your notebook. Repeat and refine. Don't hesitate to repeat this experiment with different subjects, locations, and lighting conditions. The more you practice, the more intuitive your understanding of aperture will become. This hands-on activity will deepen your grasp of aperture settings and enhance your overall film photography skills. Remember that experimentation is key to mastering manual camera settings, so have fun while learning.